Hey, this is BPI's Senior Technical Editor with an audio abstract for the February issue. Affinity capture of FAD2 fragments using twin-column countercurrent chromatography comes to us from authors at ChromaCon AG and the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology's Institute for Chemical and Bioengineering in Europe. Antibody fragments are interesting as biopharmaceuticals because they're smaller than full-size monoclonal antibodies and can better penetrate into different tissues. Because they lack glycosylation, they can be produced using microbial expression as well as mammalian cells. Affinity chromatography resins for fragment capture have lower binding capacities than the protein A media used for MAD capture, with relatively higher cost and lower caustic stability for cleaning. Batch chromatography doesn't use affinity resins to their full capacity because of mass transfer limitations that lead to shallow breakthrough curves and low dynamic capacities. These authors developed a twin-column, countercurrent chromatography process for capturing FAD2 antibody fragments using CaptoL affinity resin. Load and productivity were improved relative to batch chromatography by over 60 and 90% respectively. Product concentration increased by a factor of 2.2, and buffer consumption decreased by more than half. The operating parameters were derived from simple breakthrough curve runs using a software process development tool. These performance improvements translate into significant cost savings on a manufacturing scale. The author's economic evaluation for FAD2 fragment production at 100 kilograms a year indicates resin and buffer cost reductions by over 30%, resulting in annual resin cost savings of $2 million and buffer savings of 150,000 liters. That's affinity capture of FAD2 fragments using twin-column countercurrent chromatography by Nicole Ulmer, Thomas Miller-Speth, Lars Oman, Benjamin Nunstecklin, Michael Bavand, and Massimo Morbidelli. And I'm Cheryl Scott, BPI's Senior Technical Editor. Thanks for tuning in.